Why pilots take longer routes? When looking at a flight's route on a map, it's easy to assume that the aircraft is flying in a straight line from its origin to destination. However, this isn't always the case. In reality, airlines often choose routes that may appear longer or more circuitous than necessary. This can be due to various factors, including efficiency reasons, safety concerns, and regulatory requirements. One common misconception is that aircraft are flying on a straight line when viewed on a flat map. However, this is not the case. The shortest distance between two points on a sphere, such as the Earth, is known as the Great Circle Path. When an aircraft flies along this path, it is actually following the curvature of the Earth. The Mercator projection, a common way to display flight paths on flat maps, can create the illusion that the aircraft is flying in a straight line. However, when viewed on a spherical map, the Great Circle Path becomes more apparent. This is why some airlines are increasingly introducing spherical maps into their in-flight entertainment systems. In addition to efficiency and safety concerns, regulatory requirements can also influence route choices. For example, pilots may need to take longer routes to avoid certain weather patterns or air traffic control restrictions. In these cases, the added distance may be necessary for safe and compliant flight operations. Jet streams, which are bands of high-speed winds, can play a significant role in shaping flight paths. These winds can significantly reduce flight time by providing an added tailwind. When flying eastward, aircraft can often take advantage of jet streams to fly faster and more efficiently. The benefits of using jet streams for flight optimization are clear. By utilizing these high-speed winds, aircraft can reduce fuel burn and lower operational costs. This is why easterly flights generally record lower flight durations than westerly flights, with the difference in duration becoming more apparent as the distance increases. Examples of block times listed by various airlines on long-haul routes offer insight into the impact of jet streams on flight operations. By flying through these high-speed winds, aircraft can significantly reduce their travel time and improve overall efficiency. As the aviation industry continues to evolve, it's essential to understand the complexities behind flight route planning. By balancing efficiency, safety, and regulatory requirements, airlines can provide passengers with the best possible experience while minimizing environmental impact. The use of spherical maps and jet stream optimization are just a few examples of how airlines are working to improve flight operations. As technology continues to advance, we can expect to see even more innovative solutions emerge in the aviation industry.